Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world. First and foremost,
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win? Yes, sir.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Yes, sir.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, I bring you boxing's last matinee idol. That's right, the last television star of boxing on national television here in the United States was Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Of course, he's got a new book out about his life, his career, Youngstown, Ohio, winning the world championship, losing the world championship. Ray talks about it all. Hopefully, we'll have Ray here at about 22 minutes past the hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, we do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the Twitter thing's going on, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk, RingTalk. And if you want to do the old-fashioned way, I know this is old-fashioned, but if you want to send me an email, that's cool too. RingTalk, the address, RingTalk, RingTalk at yahoo.com. Well, we are just hours away from the fourth encounter between Manny Pacquiao, the Filipino icon, world champion in many weight classes, now a congressman, taking on his arch nemesis, Juan Manuel Marquez, for the fourth time on pay-per-view, 9 p.m. Eastern Time from Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. And get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Giftacular. Underwear for up to 50% off. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Ellen here. Let's talk cozy.
My husband's putting lights on the roof. Mm-hmm. He'll freeze.
I make Clark wear a frost-free jacket, but he still won't wear the ice cleats.
Johnny!
Next.
Hi, I fear my child will be ambushed in a snowball fight.
Protect your family with toasty jackets and aim for the solar plexus.
And that Giftacular's a wrap. Underwear for the whole family for up to 50% off. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store only valid 12-2 through 12-8.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800 520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Will his best be enough? Has Manny Pacquiao reached his zenith as a boxer? Juan Manuel Marquez certainly has. And if you look at the bodies of both men at the weigh-ins yesterday, you would think that there was some nutritional supplements of some incredible species going on there. I mean, holy cow, Juan Manuel Marquez looked like, I've got a picture of him up at ringtalk.com when he's working out hitting the pads, and you can see the guns on him. I mean, the guy looks like he's chiseled. He should be like a statue in front of a city hall or something like that. He's so buffed. And, of course, Manny Pacquiao, a guy that's had muscles on top of muscles, and they're hooking it up tonight in the main event. Of course, HBO's pay-per-view from Las Vegas, 54-6-1, 39 KOs is Marquez. JMM, I call him. Manny Pacquiao, 54-4-2, 38 wax, coming off that loss, that controversial loss to Tim Bradley in June. Of course, you can roll the dice so many times in boxing, and eventually it comes up snake eyes, and he came up snake eyes for Manny Pacquiao, even though most people thought that he had won the fight. But when I went back and I looked at the fight without the sound on, without listening to the cheerleaders that are Jim Lampley and the rest of the HBO crew, I scored the fight even. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. In the Mixed Martial Arts Hour, we'll talk with the Ultimate Fighter coach, the man, Pat Barry. He's a kick-ass guest. What can I say? Pat usually doesn't get up before noon, and he's going to get up at a decent hour for us today and be ready and rock to rock in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour. Now we shift things to the Big Apple, New York City, and I bring in one of the finest writers in all of boxing, one of a fine human being, and that at that as well. I'm talking about the great Socrates Palmer. What's up, man?
Everything's good, Pedro. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now listen, this fight, this fourth fight tonight, for some reason I'm not getting attacked by the Pac fans anymore. They have sort of the pack nuts. What happened to them?
I don't know. I think the pack nuts, rightfully so, may be nervous. I mean, I think this fight definitely is not a layup. I think their guy has looked human or certainly less than super, as he did about 3 years ago. So, you know, there might be some concern that this might be the last stop on the Pac-Man Express. I personally don't. I think I'm picking Pacquiao to win and knock Marquez out, but
okay. I'm going to run something by you. The majority of boxing writers in the last couple of weeks have had the favorites winning and the favorites have lost. I'm talking about Andre Berto getting hammered by Robert Guerrero, and of course last week, you know, what can you say? Austin Trout, he comes out, and I know you don't think super highly of Mr. Trout, but he came out and he did a number on him. In fact, when you look at that body shot where you hit him on the belt line with that left cross, that might have been a knockout punch had the referee not called it a low blow.
Well, what I've learned from last week is that crow tastes a little fishy, and it tastes like trout. So I admit that I was wrong. I thought Cotto had a little bit more left in the tank, but Mr. Trout fought a great fight. And that 12th round, although I definitely thought the fight was a lot closer than what the final
official scores
were.
I know one judge had it 119-110 or one. That was a little silly, but I had it 7-4-1 in rounds, which turns out to be 116-112 for
that's very fair.
For Austin,
I had it 7-5.
Yeah, for Austin Trout. And you know what? You know, Austin got no respect. He had to go in the ring first. He had to be announced first. I mean, they almost treated him like they did Larry Holmes for Jerry Cooney when Jerry Cooney was a Great White Hope, and they announced Jerry Cooney second. I'll never forget that. Larry Holmes was a heavyweight champion of the world. He was introduced first, and then there was a pause, and then they introduced Jerry Cooney because, you know, he was a Great White Hope, and all this money was behind him, and had he won that fight, he'd have been possibly the first billion-dollar athlete in all of boxing and things like that, according to his managers then, Dennis Rappaport and Mike Jones. But I thought they were very disrespectful of seeing he was the defending champion and Mr. Trout, man.
I thought they were going to do something like, you know, like, okay, one guy comes in first and the other guy gets announced second. You know, because, I mean, let's face it, it was a Cotto show. You know, the whole promotion was Cotto. And actually, I don't know if it was because we're in the holidays or what, but or maybe because the fight was on Showtime, it didn't have the same buzz as a normal Cotto fight. The fight was not sold out. I saw that they only sold about 9,500 seats.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, actual purchase, you know, but there's a lot of giveaways, but,
yeah,
you know.
They definitely didn't overpay Trout. He only got $200,000.
I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, who was bringing the money? I mean, no one was.
No, I understand that, but when one guy's bringing the title, and I think he deserves to be compensated at least adequately.
True. I mean, I think Al Haymon was getting Seth Mitchell about that same amount of money to get whooped up by Banks. So, I don't know.
Seth Mitchell's, let's be honest, Seth Mitchell's a bit of a fraud. I mean, he got hit, and, you know, it wasn't a deer in the headlights. It was like, I've never seen a man more concerned. He looked like he was ready to cry, almost like Oliver McCall. He looked like he was ready to cry because he knew his world was crumbling around him. He just doesn't have it. I think Al Haymon's got to forget about Seth Mitchell. I talked this week about the future of the heavyweight division, and it looks European and it looks white. It looks like, you know, David Price or Tyson Fury, maybe. Those guys are 6'8", 6'9", something like that. And then in the United States, we've got Deontay Wilder. And there's this kid fighting tonight, Jennings. What's his name, Brian Jennings?
Yeah. You know, I think it's a disservice. I mean, he's fighting. This would have been a perfect time to put that fight in the afternoon. But they stick it at 10 o'clock when no one's going to watch it, you know, unless, you know, those people are going to stream, you know, the pay-per-view online or whatever. But I like Jennings. He's a little bit on the small side. He almost looks like Holyfield, like that type of body, that lean, athletic body. But
come on. Evander Holyfield had that long, lean, athletic body when he was 178-pounder. When he got to the heavyweight, that body was enhanced, to say the least.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Evander, you know, right after, you know, like right up until the Dokes fight, you know, when he looked. You know, what was the name he was using? He was getting those vitamins.
Evan Fields,
right. Before Evan Fields.
Yeah, all right. Wait. How do you deny it when you – I think he gave the FedEx – he signed it for the FedEx guy, and I think he gave the guy a picture. You know
that? Yeah.
I mean, the guy's delivering steroids from the Signature Pharmacy, I think it was in Florida. And Holyfield ends up giving the guy a picture.
You know what, just since we happen to stumble into the topic, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
It's, you know, baseball's been in the news that these guys are coming up with a Hall of Fame ballot. McGuire, Sosa, Bond, Clemens. Okay. Should fighters be treated the same way?
I think so.
Mosley.
Yep.
Holyfield.
Yep.
Roy Jones.
Yep.
Do they deserve the same
Richard Hall, or Robert Richard Hall, he as well? I think so. I think that... Listen, boxing needs to come down on. That's why we don't have a federal commission. This is one of the casualties of it. The fact that we can't get together and we can't do a random testing for. I mean, any guys that are professional fighters and they're in the top 10, I think, in their license, I think they should report for drug tests every 2 months. Every month. I mean, if you're in top contention, because now, you know. Victor Conti is passe, but there are guys that eclipse Victor Conti in their ability to mask things and and give you steroids, and then, you know, they wash out, or you microdose, and then you wash yourself out 2 weeks before the fight, and you take the test the day of the fight, and everything comes up fine, and, you know, you're fine and dandy. But in the meantime, you've used that EPO and that testosterone in order to increase your ability to train, your time training. I mean, Socrates, imagine this, man. You're an athlete. Being able to train 45% harder and train and recovering 45% faster. Just in as far as boxing is concerned, in a one-minute interval, that's incredible. But as far as the big picture is concerned, it's an incredible feat. 45%?
No, it definitely helps, or else these guys wouldn't use it.
Okay.
It's not a level playing field. But I wonder, though, do fans even care if at the end of the day, the fans are probably, you know, do they care? It's like an actress that we see on TV. She's probably in the hands, but no one cares.
Okay.
You know, they just want to see the product. So I wonder if the fans even care whether or not it's on the up and up.
Okay, speaking of the product, the best fighter on the card tonight is Yuri Gamboa, I think. 21-0, 16 KOs, a Cuban sensation, taking on Michael Farinas, 34-3-4 with 26 KOs. Why does that have journeyman sound to it? But he's got that's not that bad of a record, but it's not that great. Bottom line is, you know anything about Farinas, Socrates?
No, okay. I really don't. I'm assuming he can't be too tough, and if Gamboa took us off, he can't blame him yet. When's the last time he's been in the ring?
It's been a while. So what impact is this guy 50 Cent gonna have on boxing? What do you think?
Well, as a fan and a lifelong fan, I hope it's positive. I think 50, I don't know, sometimes millionaires get bored. And maybe, you know, this is an outlet for him. I mean, he's probably a fan, and it's a way for him to be a part of it. The ego. I mean, he's not really making much music lately, if you follow hip-hop at all. So I hope it's positive. I mean, will it attract the quote-unquote younger audience? Maybe. You know, I guess only time will tell, but I hope it's positive.
Okay.
It would be nice to see if they can make a Gamboa-Broner fight happen. I think that's
cool. Freeze that thought. The Godfather of Soul tells me we're coming up on a break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The great JP, James Brown in the house. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Oh, everybody, I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis's brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. You ran a right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Balow. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey. If he isn't in too bad condition.
I'm tripping a little bit here because I danced on stage with the Shirelles about 2 or 3 years ago at the Raz Club in San Francisco, California. So there's one of the original Shirelles is still with the group. The actual lead singer has gone off and does her own thing. But the bottom line is I did appear on stage with them, and I thought it was so cool. And then they clowned me. It was part of a joke. So that was sort of cool, too, as well. Had good memories of that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and not the Shirelles. We've got the great Socrates Palmer on the phone. Of course, his mother and father came up with that fantastic name, Socrates Palmer. What a great name. He's a good boxing writer, and, of course, he's a fine man, and I enjoy having him on the show, and I thank him for his time now. Miguel Vasquez is 32-3, Socrates. He's taking on 13 Wax, taking on Mercito Gesta, 26-0-1, 14 KOs. Gesta, when I saw him a couple of years ago when Don Chargan had him before Top Rank stole him away from Chargan, he was green like guacamole. I mean, he had all kinds of flaws. What do you think happens here between him and Vasquez?
I think Gesta is a Filipino kid, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. He's kind of big, like muscular-wise, and I know that Mike Marley was crazy about him.
More vitamins, more vitamins, more vitamins. Mike Marley was crazy about him because, you know, Mike Marley came out to San Francisco to see him fight on a Don Chargan card that was on Telemundo or Televictoria, something like that, but it was at the Longshoreman's Hall down at Fisherman's Wharf. So, you know, Don Chargan and Mike Marley, they go back a long time. Okay, let's talk about the rest of the fights tonight now. Snooki's got a fighter. That bimbet on the Jersey Shore show, I've never even seen it, has got Patrick Hyland, 26-0, 12 KOs, taking on Javier Fortuna, 20-0, with 15 whacks. It's a 12-round featherweight fight. Can Hyland fight? Is Snooki part of boxing now? Or are we doomed with her or what?
I don't know anything about Hyland, but I do know about Fortuna. Fortuna could punch, and I think he's going to knock him out. He's exciting. He reminds me a little bit of a cross between Agapito Sanchez, that type of rough style, but with more one-punch power. He could steal the show.
Okay, now we talked about that. That's on HBO pay-per-view. Let's go to NBC Sports Network, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, American heavyweight Bryant Jennings, 15-0, 7 KOs, taking on Bowie Tapu, 22-2, 16 KOs. And I think they're going 10 or 12 rounds, not sure. Then we go to Fox Network, and they've got Luis Ramos, a welterweight, 23-0, 10 KOs, taking on Ricardo Williams Jr., the silver medalist turned cocaine dealer, 20-3, 10 KOs. The biggest disappointment to come out of the Olympics, I think, in the past 25 years, he's 20-3 with 10 KOs. That's a 10-rounder. Do you think I'm overstating the fact there about Ricardo Williams, the biggest disappointment in the past quarter century to come out of the Olympics as a top-notch, top fighter?
On the American side, probably so, yeah. I think DeBella had given him $1 million, was it, and he signed?
Yep.
$1 million bucks, yeah.
$1 million bucks, and he's slinging dope in Cincinnati.
It's like you could take...
You can take the ghetto out of the kid. Yeah, all right, you got a point there. But he's relegated to Fox Sports Network, and I'm not sure if that's going to be in Espanol. And then they got Wealth TV is going this afternoon. They tell me you can get this on the Internet if you don't have it on your cable channel. 4 p.m. Eastern time, I guess that's 1 o'clock Pacific time. Super middleweight James DeGaulle, 13-1, 9 KOs, and Fulgencio Zuniga, 25-6. Not the fully old belt that Marvin Hagler fought, 25-6-1, 22 KOs, 12 rounds or less. That is the television schedule for today. The Fight Chick returned this week to ringtalk.com. You saw that, Socrates?
No, I didn't, but it's Miss Martel, right?
Yeah, she's Miss Martel. She's back. She made a cameo appearance, and it was cool. I mean, she's so educated. I mean, she's got the Harvard education. She's got a little street in her as well. She's known boxing since she was a kid. I mean, for a chick, she knows her stuff, but... She called Marvin Hagler bland, and that irritated the old-timers to such an extent that one of them posted a note on her return article. I'll go with you and read your stories if you'll promise to take back the, being bland thing with Marvin Hagler. So she's stirring up controversy even in her absence. But Hagler and Hearns, we have these tapes, the 15 greatest rounds on TV in video. At the website, ringtalk.com, just pull on down the page. And I think the number one round is Hagler and Hearns. Of course, that first round, April 15th, tax day, 1985. I was there. It was outdoors. It was a nice night. The hit man became the hurt man in the third round. A good fight, a great fight, but not the greatest fight of all time in my mind, Socrates. What do you think about that? People call it the greatest fight ever.
It was probably the greatest 9 minutes. You know, of boxing that we've seen. It was just fire from the first moment, and it was just so much build up going into it. It was great, and it just showed that you don't necessarily need a 24/7 type show to build up a fight. I mean, I know we're talking about a different era.
Yeah.
And if it happened now, they'd be on 24/7, and it would make the fight even bigger. But just it was two guys that you really it was a flip of a coin, and. That Tommy's just so menacing. That fro was scary, man. That 6 foot.
Tommy was frightening at 160, 147, and 154. I think he was just absolutely mesmerized by fighting Sugar Ray Leonard in September of 1981. That he chose to box with Ray Leonard instead of going out there and doing his thing, being the hitman. Had he went out there and tried to stalk Ray and lay Ray out, I think Ray would have had to stand and fight with him. And I think that. The outcome might have been different.
And he also, I guess he gassed out, too, because it seemed like that's...
He got his rib broken about the seventh round with a body shot, or cracked, or hurt, in one or the other. And then, going back to the Hagler fight, I remember Emmanuel Stewart telling me that night, we had a cocktail later, and he says to me, he goes, MF! I go, what? He goes, somebody massaged Tommy's legs before the fight. I was working, I think he had Jimmy Paul in the ring. And he was out there working the corner, and some chick went in the dressing room and massaged Tommy's legs down. I mean, that wasn't good. You don't massage a guy before a fight, especially deep tissue stuff like this chick was doing. So Tommy's legs weren't all there, but he went out there, and he did give it 9 great minutes. But, man, he looked like he fell out of an airplane to survive when it was all over.
Pound for pound, who do you rank those three? Hearns, Sugar, and Marvin.
Even.
All three even?
All three even. I mean, when you look at the positives and the negatives of all three, the fact that, Hagler had a 15-round distance there. He had the smaller ring. He had all these things. He sold away to Leonard as part of negotiating for the fight, okay? He ended up making $24 million. So I think he sort of took the money and ran. And when he lost the close decision to a guy that was flashier and who I thought won 7 of the 12 rounds, 7-5, because... 115, 113, and when you look at it, you give away 4 of the first 5 rounds. All Ray had to do was win 3 more rounds in the rest of the fight, and I think he did that, and he won the fight. Yeah, Marvin did win more rounds after round 5 than Ray did, but the bottom line was Ray already had 4 in the bank, and Marvin, like like Tommy got mesmerized and tried to outbox Ray Leonard. What's up with these guys? Both Marvin Hagler and Tommy both tried to outbox him instead of just, you know, smashing him into the ground like a bug.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fighters have egos, and, you know, it's like anything you could do, I could do better, and that's what it probably was. And Marvin was not, you know, was a pretty good boxer in his own right. I mean, he was a
southpaw. He was a national Golden Gloves champion from Massachusetts. Socrates, sit tight. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The Old Navy Weekly Giftacular. Underwear for up to 50% off. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Ellen here. Let's talk cozy.
My husband's putting lights on the roof. Mm-hmm. He'll freeze.
I make Clark wear a frost-free jacket, but he still won't wear the ice cleats.
Johnny!
Next.
Hi, I fear my child will be ambushed in a snowball fight.
Protect your family with toasty jackets and aim for the solar plexus.
And that Giftacular's a wrap. Underwear for the whole family for up to 50% off. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only valid 12-2 through 12-8.
Discover is announcing that from now through December, you'll get 5% cash back everywhere you shop, including online and at department stores, on up to $1,500 in purchases. I've got my eye on this slick new microphone. Holiday gifts, sports tickets, home improvements, travel, just about anything. All you have to do is go to discover.com and sign up for 5%. Or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 with you, I'm going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters and still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound best of the, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. I could knock you out.
Well, who are some of the
fighters? You could get some, baby. You could get some too. Brian Boone, Jimmy Pope, Sammy Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's macho time.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho, passed away a fortnight ago, of course, buried this past week in New York City. Shot in the face a couple of times in front of a Puerto Rican club in his native Bayamon, Puerto Rico. Having known Camacho for a long time and, you know, since the days of the amateurs, and I remember his pro debut and, you know, all the fanfare that evolved when Camacho stepped into the ring, because he brought a charisma, an aura about him. I mean, even with the clown get-ups later on in his career, when he was past his peak, he'd come into the ring with all these different costumes on and things like that. He was always a character. You never knew what Camacho was going to show up as far as his personality was concerned. Sometimes he was stone cold and determined and mean. Other times he was joking, so he took boxing in different directions, and we're going to miss him. So, Socrates, the Harlem Heckler, I named him that back in the 80s, and now all everybody like Associated Press and all these different groups are calling him the Harlem Heckler. But the Harlem Heckler left us. Is he a shoe-in for the first ballot in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't think there's a question. But it's funny, and as I'm talking, actually I got goosebumps. From my porch window, there's St. Raymond Cemetery, which is where Camacho was laid to rest.
Whoa.
And you know, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm looking at it, and there's a section where St. Raymond is divided in two. There's the Holy Cross section, and there's this huge cross that's erected, and that's where he's at. And all week, there's just been people, like, you can see, okay, this is not, you know, it's not your normal cemetery visits, and fans have been pouring in all week. So, and then you play that clip, you know, hearing his voice. So, but yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Hey, but all those little clips, you know, I've got a bunch of little clips from him in interviews over the years, and you know, he brought it. He told it. He was entertainment. You hear what I'm saying? I think it's a lot of boxers. I know Adrian Broner's trying to be, you know, his own man, and people like that. And Floyd Mayweather's got his personality and things like that. But nobody quite is how can I put this as fan friendly as Camacho was, especially early on. And that blitzing he did of Jose Luis Ramirez in 1985, I was there. I mean, that was 85? Yeah, 85. It was one of the most amazing 12-round exhibitions of boxing I had ever seen. So I think you're right. I think he will go in as a first-round choice in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. I think he's eligible in 2015, 5 years after his retirement. Let's talk about tonight's fight, the main event, one time. 54-4-2 is Manny Pacquiao, 38 KOs. Marquez, 54-6-1, 39 KOs. You're picking Manny to win this fight. Why?
I think speed. It's interesting that, okay, Marquez and him have fought three times. We all know that. And the difference has been, in my opinion, has been the power.
Mm-hmm.
Manny has dropped Marquez four times. And it seems like Marquez has that in the back of his head that, okay, that's maybe where the muscles come into play, and he feels that he needs a knockout to get a decision. But the craziness is, you talk to Pacquiao's people, they think if it goes to decision, they're screwed, because Marquez has become sort of like the sympathetic figure, like, okay, let's give him a break, you know? And I just think the speed, I think Pacquiao's focus, I think we're going to see the hungry Pacquiao, and I also see Marquez's face. Marquez's face is old. It's a lot of wars. And I can see cuts, something like that. And that's why I'm picking Manny.
Okay, good enough. Now, next week, we've got
next week we're going to have a Jorge Arce and Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, fighting a nobody. Because Arce, I mean, Arce's got a good name, and I think he takes vitamins as well. But, you know, Arce and Donaire, that's a mismatch, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I wish it would have happened a few years ago. Arce is probably one of my favorite fighters of all time, just because he always gave you a fair effort, you know.
Yeah, and, but
charismatic also.
Oh, but hold on 1 second. The guy, you're right. He's a reality TV show, I think, and all that kind of stuff that was going on in Mexico.
The fights on horses, okay.
Yeah,
the lollipops.
I understand that. But he used to weigh in at 112 pounds, and then he would come into the ring at 128, and he'd fight these guys that weighed 116. And he you hear what I'm saying? I mean, that wasn't cool.
Yeah, but he's not the only guy that does that. I mean,
man.
Didn't Arturo Gatti, like, almost killed Joey Gomez?
No, I understand that, but what I'm trying to say is, but those were at higher weights. So at this lower weight, the percentage of weight gain was even more. That was my position. My position on that. And if you outweigh a guy by 12 pounds, 128 to 116, you're going to have a pretty good size advantage over him.
Yeah, you're right. No, definitely. You know, can I say? I mean, it's one of the things that's not cool about boxing. The day after weigh-in. I mean, I don't know if he was standing on one leg to make those weights. Because you're right. He was. You know, he'd come in and he outweighed the guy by 10, 15 pounds. He's older now. I can't believe he's only, they say he's 35. I remember when he got stopped by Carbajal.
That's right. Michael Carbajal's last fight.
I was like, wow. I mean, he's only 35, but, you know, whatever it is. I think it'll be a good fight while it lasts.
I remember when Carbajal told me after, you know, he'd been retired a couple of years and we were talking and going back and forth and he said, yeah. He goes, Arce was killing me. He goes, then I knocked Arce out. He goes, and that was it. I retired. I knew. The writing was on the wall. I realized that. Who's the fighter of the year for 2012? I'll give you some I'll give you some perspective candidates here. Andre Ward, Tim Bradley, Floyd Mayweather, Robert Guerrero, Austin Trout. Name some. I'm not including the Klitschko's here because they're sort of in a world of their own. So,
I think a couple of names that deserve consideration: Danny Garcia.
True, welterweight champion.
Probably the most important win of the year. I mean, because he knocked out the Money Man. You know, probably the second or third biggest money maker in boxing, Amir Khan. I think also, I just slipped my.
Are you know what? I'm going to go with you on that one. I'm going to go with you. Fighter of the year, Danny Garcia. I mean, he's fought three times, and you know, granted, Morales was, I think, one of them, but the bottom line was the knockout of Amir Khan was, man.
That was probably the most important knockout. That was a domino effect. And it's going to be interesting how they market Garcia because the Cotto loss is going to have similar impact on boxing, the way Trinidad's loss was to Hopkins. Madison Square Garden was dead up until Cotto was selling that place out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cotto lost. Obviously, his drawing power diminished, as I said. It was less than 10,000 feet. Garcia's Puerto Rican, but he's Puerto Rican-American. His ring attire says a lot to a fighter, you know, as far as, like, you know, how fans identify you with. I want to see if he starts Boricua-sizing himself more, you know, because the Garden's going to be, it's going to be...
It's vacant.
A dead arena. Yeah. I mean, and the Puerto Rican fight fan, obviously it's not like the Mexican fight fan because Puerto Rico's a smidgen as far as the size. But nevertheless, pound for pound, they're as enthusiastic as Mexicans. They need somebody else. And Garcia, if he's marketed right, he could be a superstar.
Hey, you know speaking of Puerto Ricans, you know what I read this week? That Ivan Calderon was giving Oscar De La Hoya problems in sparring.
No. What?
Can you imagine? The guy was 105-pounder. De La Hoya was 147. De La Hoya couldn't handle a jockey?
Well, Calderon was a gnat. But is Oscar coming out of retirement?
No, no. This was a few years back when they were in a Puerto Rican gym together.
But Calderon was bad, bro. I mean, once he got old, I mean, that was it. Because his game was all legs. But Calderon was, he's going to go down as great.
I know that. Imagine this, though. Imagine if he was allowed to wear 6-ounce gloves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, considering the weight size and, you know, at 105 or 108 pounds, you wear like 8-ounce gloves, and then that's all the way to like 154, and then they go to 10-ounce gloves. And then guys like Klitschko that weigh 260 pounds and things like that are wearing gloves that are 2 ounces bigger than the guy at 105 pounds. I think there's some problems there, and I think that the bigger gloves add to the punishment fighters take, and I think that the residual effects of professional boxing are punctuated by these bigger gloves. They're allowed to take sustained beatings instead of just getting dropped once and getting over with. You see where I'm coming from on that?
Yep, it's just like a UFC. When a guy gets hit, you know, on the chin, the fight's over.
Yeah, I talk about this study, and I belabor the issue, but in I think 2007 or 2008, the state of Nevada issued a report on concussions in both MMA and boxing. And in boxing, for that 5-year period prior to that, had 21% of brain bleeds, concussions, and the UFC only had like 2.3%. So there's something to the smaller glove. Arguello liked the smaller glove. Ali told me the smaller glove was better. I think Joe Louis might have wore 4-ounce gloves at some point in time. I know Dempsey did.
I mean, that's an interesting study as far as being on safety, and I don't know if they'll ever go back to the smaller glove universally, but the one thing that UFC or MMA can't give is the type of Mickey Ward, Gatti type of beating.
Sure, okay.
Because obviously, if those guys were wearing those, you know, almost weightlifting gloves, the fight would have lasted a lot less. So I wonder if, not that I'm a sadist, I'm a sadist or anything like that, but just, isn't it, don't you have more drama when you have that type of back and forth as opposed to, you know, the one hitter quitter? You know,
and I feel you on that one. But then again, I look at it from the boxer's point of view and the residual effects. I mean, I see guys in the gym. I see guys that had far less fights than I did, and you know, they've got one eye looking one way and one eye looking another, and they're looking at you. You hear what I mean?
What about the weight loss? Do you think that has something to do with it also?
To an extent, I think that the continuing to cut weight and time again has its effects on you over the years. No question about it. You know. So anyway, you've got Pacquiao tonight. I'm not picking a winner. I'm just hoping there's some definitive end here.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that Pacquiao is still the fresher of the two. I mean, Marquez, if he won, would I be surprised? No. But I think for the good of boxing, I think Pacquiao should win. Right. Or is going to win. Because if Marquez wins, where does he go from there?
Good point. Socrates, yeah, all the best to you. Thank you for your time. God bless you. Happy holidays. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Pedro. It's always a pleasure.
The great Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com. This is the Mighty Tower of Power. Tonight, they're in San Jose, California with War.
It's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, mixed martial arts, a little Mission Impossible theme bringing us back there from the break. Want to mention I've got, of course, things happening at the website, ringtalk.com, ringtalk.com. The Fight Chick is back. Francis Martel, Kevin Perry wrote a piece. John Signorella wrote a couple of pieces. I wrote a couple of pieces. All about, of course, tonight's fight with Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez. And there's a picture on the website. And you know, we get these ads from Google Ads. And they give us these ads, and I'm looking at it right now. It says, Ring Girls are always amazing. And there's this woman on the website that is all but topless. I kid you not. She's got her brassiere on, but it's very risque, per se. And I'm surprised that it's on the website. But, you know, we have no control. Google sends us the ads, and they automatically go into the hopper, and they come up. So what can I say? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Don't forget, in hour number two, the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we talk MMA with heavyweight fighter. I'm talking about Pat Barry. He's a coach of the Ultimate Fighter. Of course, the series coming to an end on the 15th, I believe, next Friday or Saturday. So we'll talk with Pat about that, the Ultimate Fighter finale, and, of course, the UFC in general and the world of MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 11 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays, two different shows. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, happy holidays. Take good care.